North Carolina's Attorney General Josh Stein is backing a proposed $48 billion settlement with five companies over the nationwide opioid epidemic. The lawsuit claims manufacturers misled patients and doctors about the addictive nature of their painkillers. The State Department of Health and Human Services says nearly 2,000 North Carolinians died of opioid-related overdoses last year. Attorney General Josh Stein joins me now. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Will.
Why do you believe that this is the best outcome in this lawsuit?
We are facing an unprecedented crisis by the opioid epidemic. 2,000 people is an abstract number, but that means that today, five North Carolinians are going to die of an opioid overdose. It means that yesterday, five North Carolinians died, and it means that tomorrow, five North Carolinians will die. We have to take immediate, meaningful action to address this crisis. This is a national problem demanding a national solution, and that's exactly what we're trying to deliver with this $48 billion deal.
So I want to talk about that a little bit. This proposal came just hours after two counties in Ohio announced their own settlements. It's attracted some criticism from Ohio's Attorney General Dave Yost, who said this framework was, quote, more like a pile of lumber dumped at a construction site. Here he is on Fox News this week.
There's a lot of things that haven't been answered yet. We don't have guardrails to make sure that this money goes to combat the epidemic and doesn't just go to balance the budgets of the local county or city, or for that matter, the state. This money needs to go fight the epidemic that we're suffering here in Ohio, and I want some guarantees about that.
Now, about $26 billion of this settlement would go toward buying and distributing Suboxone, which is a drug that can help people get off of opioids.
That's right.
Another $4 billion would go to support programs. But are there guarantees that the rest of this cash would go to support people who are struggling with opioid addiction?
Absolutely. I share General Yost's concern. One of the broadest criticisms against the tobacco settlement from 20 years ago was that it was not ironclad that that money go to actually help people who have lung disease or to prevent people from smoking cigarettes. And in subsequent years, including here in North Carolina, the legislature just took that money and put it into the budget. That is not what any of us want, and what we are working hard to ensure is that the funds actually go to abate the crisis, that there will be a state-directed plan to allocate those funds through across the state in a distributive fashion where the harm is hit, is greatest, so that it helps people who are sick, and it'll have the input of the local governments. It's just General Yost just is not fully informed at this point.
How would you, or could you, as Attorney General, how would you oversee the distribution of those funds?
Well, like I said, I believe that the most rational way to do this is to have a statewide plan. And North Carolina has one. It's our opioid action plan. And in fact, the federal government has, over the last 3 years, provided anywhere from $20 to $40 million a year for this crisis. The problem with what the federal government's done is you never know when the money's coming and when it's going to stop. And right now, we're at the end of the appropriation, and we don't know if more is going to come. But because that money has come for the last 3 years, we've already got a mechanism to distribute these funds to attack the problem in the local communities across North Carolina in a way that actually connects to an individual who's struggling.
So I guess taking a step back just for a second again, how confident are you that you can get other attorneys general like Dave Yost of Ohio on board, and what happens if they don't agree to it?
I think we will. The fact of the matter is if we don't get a substantial number of them to get on board, it's not going to happen, because the only reason why these defendants are prepared to pay is because they are desperate for global peace. They need to put this behind them. Otherwise, it's a legal crapshoot. It's a race to the courthouse. Those two counties in Ohio got an incredible sum of money, wholly disproportionate to their role in the national crisis. There are a million people. They have needs, so that's great. But if every county got what they got on a per capita basis, we would liquidate these companies many times fold. And frankly, if we did that, it would destroy the healthcare system in the United States. The three drug distributors, they're McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, and Cardinal, and their job is to take drugs from the manufacturing facilities to the pharmacy. they move 90 to 95% of all pharmaceuticals in this country. If we put them out of business, the entire healthcare system of the United States will be turned upside down and in great jeopardy. So what we are trying to do is for them to pay the maximum amount they can without putting them out of business. And that's essentially the needle we've tried to thread. And by doing that and getting the most we can, we now want to allocate it across the country in a fair manner that's directed to the hardest hit areas in an appropriate way. And then when each state gets its share, there will be a state-directed plan to make sure that the money then goes to the local communities in their state in a way that can make a difference. Otherwise, it's just a lottery, and certain counties will get some incredible sum of money, and people in Mississippi, people in North Carolina, people in Idaho, they'll die because the companies will be bankrupt by the time we get our turn in court.
Josh Stein is the Attorney General of North Carolina. Thank you for your time.
Will, thanks so much.